Hello, my name is Miles. I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Hi, is this the beauty something beauty supplies?
Well, you've reached customer service. I'm not sure if
Right.
we would be the customer service to assist you. But I can check. What is
Okay.
your zip code?
11213.
Okay, 11213. And the name associated with the account?
Navon, last name Romani, Downing.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your address?
1635 Union Street, apartment C as in Charlie 8, Brooklyn, New York, 11213.
And your email address.
SAUCYNICKIE at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And I do see that you have the auto ship on two of the products. And how can I help you today? That's the Alvera Beauty Cream and Alvera Beauty Serum.
Okay. I called and canceled it, and they did give me a cancellation number, and I saw you all still charge me for it. I never received anything, and I'm saying that I wanted it canceled. They told me that it was going to be canceled and no money is going to be taken out of my account, and I still saw that it is taken out of my account.
I'm checking to see if we have received a cancellation request.
I have the cancellation number as well. They gave me it as well too.
Okay, however, I apologize for this delay. Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. Okay, let's see here. What is that? Where's the note? Right there. Okay, what is, and it says, okay, I'm just reviewing your account. Let's see here. So I need to start getting rid of the accounts that I'm reading that don't have any help so I can focus on the accounts that have the important information. And I'll explain why in just a moment. Oh, wait, but I'm still going to have to open all of these back up just to be safe and make sure that everything is canceled. So that one's not helpful. That one's not helpful. That's helpful. That's helpful. I don't need that. And I don't need that. Me see. Okay. Did that? Okay. So even So that should have never. So the charges that occurred on the 11th should have never, shouldn't have happened. Those charges should not have happened because you called on March 9th and requested to cancel. And then the account was supposed to be canceled on March 9th. And even though you didn't cancel within the date, you know, so like originally you called.
I did cancel. Yeah. I'm not saying you didn't cancel.
What I'm saying is originally when you called to cancel, the agent said, okay, well, you know, we'll extend your trial for you or, you know, just give us a call back buyer before, you know, February 27th or 28th, you know, whatever. And then, so you didn't, and the system was trying to charge you, which, you know, makes sense because it was supposed to, but all of those charges were declined. But you did call on March 9th before there was a successful charge and you canceled on March 9th. So the charges that occurred on March 11th shouldn't have happened because the account was supposed to have been canceled to prevent that from happening on March 9th. And why it didn't prevent it from occurring on the 11th. So it's not shipped. So that's good because it's a good thing it's on the weekend and nothing is shipped. So if I void out the charges, then I can DNS the address and then make sure that, you know, nothing is going to ship to you. So, I mean, and the order hasn't even been sent to fulfillment. That's even better. Wait, this is probably the trial completion charge anyway. Yeah, that's what this is. This is the trial completion charge. No, it is. This is actually the payment for the products that were mailed out to you to evaluate on the trial basis. This isn't for a new shipment anyway. But you called to cancel before this these charges actually were successful anyway. So I'm going to void out the charges, and then I don't have to do anything else but cancel the, make sure everything is canceled because nothing is going to ship anyway. So let's void out the charges. Wait, before I do all of that, I do understand that you would like to cancel. However, if you're interested, I can actually reduce the cost of future charges of the products, you know, for you to only $64.99 per shipment per product, if that might help you out.
It's okay. It's all right.
What if I reduce the cost to only $49.95 per shipment per product?
That's all right. No. It's fine.
Okay. So I can't extend the trial for you any further. It's already been extended. So that's the most I can do in the way of offering save offers. Okay. Let's see. Let me go ahead and void out these charges because they should have never happened to begin with. Think some order needed to be canceled in the way that these orders are canceled, or there were two specific orders that needed to be canceled that weren't, even though the agent did do what they were supposed to do on a couple of the orders, they weren't the right ones to stop these charges, and that's why the charges still happened. That's what I think happened. So let me make sure that everything is canceled. So the charges have been voided for you. So that's, you know that the charges have been voided. So those pending charges will just eventually fall off and you'll again gain access to your funds. And then let me take the time to make sure that the account is 100% fully canceled and that there's no possible way the computer could ever, you know, charge you again. Let's see here. These are the ones I need to keep. So let me just document these order numbers so I'll know it to pull back up. Because they've already been, what needs to be done to those was already done. So was that? Yeah. Okay, and then this one, these two. So I can note that these two have the cancellation. Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay.
So I'm going to open up all of the orders and make sure everything is canceled. Well, not all of the orders, but the different things that were created from declined transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there's those, and then there's three more from the original order. And then we'll make sure that they're all done up in a way to make sure the computer will never charge you again. That's done. That's done. And then the next one's just going to be a minute. About a minute. Oh, I don't have the letters. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see here. Save. Save. Already done, and that was already done, so I can get rid of this, get rid of this, get rid of this, get rid of this, this, and this, and then move along to here. Okay, let's see here. Okay. And I thank you for your patience. That's good enough. All right, so the account is 100% fully canceled. There will not be any future charges whatsoever. And I have a cancellation number that I can provide to you for your records, since this will be a new cancellation number.
Okay. Let me hold a second. Let me just write it down because of this. Let me use that same paper that I used. Okay. All right, give me it.
You ready?
All right. Yeah.
C like Charlie. 663-625-738. That's it.
That's it. Okay,
that's
C as in Charlie. 663-625-738.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And my the funds are going to go back into my account. How soon?
Yeah. I mean, how soon? The voided transactions typically fall off within about 24 to 72 hours.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because I did contact it, you know, so at least because I was disputing with the NH, so I can verify it with my bank and let them know that I did indeed speak with you. And your name, you said?
My name is Miles.
Okay, Miles. Okay, great. So I can definitely say I spoke with someone. All right. Thank you so much again, sir. I appreciate everything. Thank you so much again.
Oh, you're very welcome. And if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I hope that you have a very wonderful day, and I'd like to thank you for calling customer service.
Sure. Thank you so much again.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Sure.